In Libya, rebel militias are busy fighting the last forces loyal to ousted leader Muammar Gaddafi. But as the military endgame draws closer, NPR's Corey Flintoff reports that some are worried about the political battles that have just begun.
The leaders of the American Revolution face something like the same problem that the leaders of the Libyan Revolution are facing today: how to get from a military conflict to a civilian government. In Libya, the problem is magnified because the fighting is still going on, and the military consists of various regional militias that don't answer to a single commander. The rebels operate under the banner of the Transitional National Council, an unelected group that consists of Libyan dissidents, former exiles, and officials who defected from the Gaddafi regime. Mahmoud Jibril is the equivalent of the prime minister of the TNC, and he's trying to form an interim government that can run the country until a constitution is drafted and elections can be held. Jibril has become a lightning rod for criticism, some of it from militia leaders and their allies. He vented some of his own frustration at a news conference on Thursday. He said he doesn't plan to be part of the interim government and that the TNC would be doing him a favor by asking for his resignation now. Jibril also said that the formation of the interim cabinet would be put off until Gaddafi loyalists are routed from the cities of Sirte and Bani Walid, a process that could take weeks, if not months. Reports from the eastern city of Benghazi, where the TNC has been meeting, say the members simply haven't been able to agree on who should fill important cabinet posts. Some of the criticism of Jibril is coming from Misrata, whose rebels fought hard for months to take their city from Gaddafi forces, then went on to take a big role in the capture of Tripoli. This is Fathi Beshsada, the spokesman for the Misrata Military Council. He says Jibril has performed badly as prime minister, and he adds he can say that as part of the democratic give and take in the new Libya. The Misratis are promoting their own candidate for prime minister, a local businessman. There's another factor in the effort to form an interim government: the militias controlled by Islamists. One lightning rod for that group is Abdul Hakim Belhaj, the military commander of Tripoli. He was part of an unsuccessful attempt by an Islamist group to overthrow Gaddafi in the 1990s and later spent time in Afghanistan, where the Gaddafi regime said he was linked to al-Qaeda. An influential Muslim cleric allied to Belhaj has attacked Jibril as a secularist who worked for the Gaddafi regime before defecting to the revolutionaries. Belhaj himself recently had an op-ed piece in Britain's Guardian newspaper in which he said that secular politicians are attempting to exclude the Islamists. In his words, it is as though they want to push Islamists toward a non-democratic option by alienating and marginalizing them. It's not clear what Belhaj meant by a non-democratic option, but it's a worrisome thought in a country awash in weapons and fighters. Belhaj may have as many opponents as Jibril, including the leaders of other militias. Ibrahim Madani is a commander of a brigade from Zintan, another militia that saw hard fighting. Madani says he supports Jibril, and he vehemently opposes Belhaj. He says the rebel groups will fight to stop Islamists from hijacking the revolution.
We start them with, by talking first. And if they don't want, there's the other way. We can fight until the end. And not only me, there are thousands of me.
For now, the fighters and the politicians of Libya are talking, trying to build networks of trust. Fathi Beshsara repeats a phrase that's often heard from the Misrata military leadership. Their fighters, he says, gave their blood for the freedom of Libya, not for political positions. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Tripoli.